Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar's of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came down from the mountain and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out of him and healed all of them. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. One of the best expressions I learned living in the almost southern state of Missouri was "all y'all." Being an English major to my core, my first instinct was to see it as redundant because I assumed that y'all was already a plural form of you. I was wrong about that. That's not how everyone uses it, but I was also missing the larger point. The phrase "all y'all" is not just a way to remove ambiguity from the language. All y'all is an attitude. It is expansive, invitational, aspirational, profligate. It means that when we say all are welcome, we mean all. It's like throwing your arms wide open, like buying a round for the whole bar, like asking everyone to come to your house for the after party. When someone says "all y'all," they sound like the kind of person who has never met a stranger, who's ready to put the kettle on and pull up an extra chair at the kitchen table just because you happened by. I love celebrating All Saints Sunday as an all y'all kind of feast day. Technically, we should have had a service yesterday celebrating the official saints, the ones who have dates on our liturgical calendar, and then a different service today commemorating All Souls, or the Feast of All Faithful Departed. And while I love all these different celebrations and commemorations, I'm also perfectly happy with what we have today, this kind of mishmash of multiple festivities when we put them all together on the following Sunday, which is today. We're celebrating all the saints today, however you define saint and whatever that celebration means to you. We are remembering that saints come in all sorts. That's an Irish expression, all sorts. Some are achingly pious, and some are kind of loony, and some are scholars, and some fought battles, and some refused to fight at all. Probably the majority of the souls who make up the communion of saints were kind of unremarkable, at least on the outside, not much noticed by the world. But you can bet that they are noticed, cherished, rejoiced over even by God. So All Saints is an all y'all kind of day. And believe it or not, in today's gospel, I think Jesus is having an all y'all moment. It doesn't look like it at first. Rather, it looks like he's making these lists, you know, like Santa Claus with naughty and nice. He's separating the world into two kinds of people, those who are blessed and those who are not. But I'm not so sure. I think what he is proclaiming here is what he always proclaims, a message of good news, liberation, and radical inclusion. And it starts with his location. Most of us probably hear the Beatitudes, those blessings, and think about the Sermon on the Mount. But that's not actually what's happening today. Today's version is from the Gospel of Luke. The Sermon on the Mount is in the Gospel of Matthew. And in today's version is sometimes called the Sermon on the Plain. And I don't want to get too far down the path of what the differences are between the two Gospels, but in addition to their location, like where Jesus is when he gives these sermons, there are two other things to think about. One, as we just heard, is that Luke includes the woes. Those are not in the Gospel of Matthew. The other difference is that Luke is much more practical and direct. I heard a sermon yesterday that talked about his Beatitudes as being punchy. So it, in Luke, it's blessed are you who are poor, not blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Or blessed are you who hunger now, not blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, that kind of thing. But let's go back to that issue of the location of Jesus. A few verses before our reading today, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and it was there that he named his 12 disciples from among his many followers. That's the context. So this is early on in his ministry, and Jesus is now standing on a level place with a multitude of people around him. And in fact, if you read carefully, it seems he might even have gone down, I'll deal with that later, below, lower than where his disciples did. For the text tells us that he looked up at them. He looked up at them before he began to speak. This detail of location in Luke seems to me to break open the whole passage. Jesus is speaking as one of us. Jesus is speaking from a place of solidarity and community. Jesus is not standing over people, making pronouncements, talking down to us. Not at all. Rather, Jesus will go as far into the depths as he has to go in order to reach us. All of us. When the words of our ancient creeds say that Jesus came down from heaven or that he descended to the dead, we don't have to think of those as like literal cosmological directions and then accept or reject them accordingly. Instead, we can lean on the core belief of our faith, which is that Jesus is God among us. God as and with and for us. All of us. All y'all. The language of coming down or descending is meant to indicate that the barriers between God and us are being erased and leveled. So the incarnation is about that solidarity that sees all of us as family, all as equally beloved by God. The passion and death of Jesus is about his identification and communion with all who suffer and die, which is everyone. And the baptism of Jesus is about showing us that Jesus would willingly go down into the chaos and confusion that is the worst of the human condition so that we would never have to be alone there again. Today, we are blessed and delighted to welcome two young men into the household of God through baptism. This has profound implications for their lives, and because of how connected we all are, it changes the church as a whole. As theologian Rowan Williams put it, so baptism means being with Jesus in the depths of human need, including the needs of our own selves, but also the depths of God's love, in the depths where the Spirit is recreating and refreshing human life as God meant it to be, unquote. I look forward to seeing more of us in the depths together, supporting Leighton and Julian in their new life in Christ. When we recognize that the location of Jesus down among us frames the whole of the Beatitudes and woes, then it becomes clear that they are not about what divides us, but rather about what unites us. They are about whether we can do what Jesus did and go down into the depths to be in solidarity with others. So if we ourselves are not poor, then we have to ask, are we using our wealth to keep us buffered, separated from those who suffer, or do we use it to help raise others out of their poverty to create more connection? If we're one of those who is laughing now, is our laughter caused by scorn and contempt, or is it a sign of joy, the kind of laughter that invites others in? So I think rather than hearing these two lists and then tying ourselves up in knots, trying to figure out how many boxes can I check, how blessed I currently am by this strange calculation that Jesus uses, or conversely, how much trouble am I in, I think it would help if we heard these lists of blessings and woes as being descriptive of the whole human experience, and then refuse to see ourselves as separate from any of it. After all, that's what Jesus did. Jesus was celebrated as a king and executed as a criminal. Jesus ate and drank with gusto in a way that scandalized more scrupulous believers, and Jesus also knew great hunger and physical suffering. Jesus wept and Jesus rejoiced. Anything in our lives can lead to woe if we use it to keep ourselves apart from others, if we rely on our wealth or well-being or knowledge or good reputation to separate ourselves. And anything can be a blessing if it helps us connect more deeply to God and one another, even in our vulnerability and need. Again, Rowan Williams has said that Jesus is always in the neighborhood of those who are suffering, and that if we want to find Jesus, we have to go to those neighborhoods too. So when we hear these lists, we shouldn't think that Jesus is excluding anyone, but sometimes we are. If we didn't have structures of exclusion built into our every institution and nation and community, there wouldn't need to be two different lists, that list of blessings and the list of woes. If we didn't live in a world where power and privilege too often lead to callous indifference and cruelty, there wouldn't be two different lists. Jesus is standing among us as one of us, asking us to create a world in which we can say, "Blessed are you, for there is no more hunger. Blessed are you, for there is no more war. Blessed are you, because nobody is poor or afraid or alone. Blessed are you, all of you, all y'all. Amen." All right, the candidates will come forward with sponsors and parents and gather up here. Just kind of make yourselves visible to everyone. And yeah, make sure you have your bulletins. And I think Janet is getting a microphone so that, I don't know, you guys might, maybe we should put you together? I'm not sure. Somebody's going to have to hold a mic so that the responses can be heard. But it's especially important that it be over here. Okay, everybody good now? All right. And I should note that if you haven't been here for a baptism before, after this first part, we will tell you when you'll hear music start, and that's when we go out into the narthex. That's where you came in from, and we are actually going to get into the pool. Not all of you. You can all come to the narthex. You can't all fit in the pool. So not all y'all in this case. All right, someone hold that. And so you'll know when that part happens. If you don't, you can also stay in your seats. It's okay. You should be able to hear, but it's great the more of us we have crowded in there together to witness this. So, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Saying together.
We present Lady Marshall McCourt to receive the sacrament of baptism. We present Julian Alexander McCourt to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? And then this is for everyone here, so please say it out loud. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal promises. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil and, whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for, actually, can everyone rise who is able? And now, let us pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
To your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
To your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to you, your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sins and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. And turning to page 6, let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood.
Good morning, all y'all. I learned that today. Good morning. My name is Maria Kuhne-Feldman. I'm senior warden here at St. Martin's and happy to greet you this morning. I just wanted to point out a couple of the announcements from the yellow sheet of paper, the insert that's in your bulletin. First of all, for those who wish to be included in the parish directory, next Sunday, November 9th, during coffee hour after the 10 o'clock service, Gabe will be taking photos once again. So please do join us for that if you have not had your picture taken, or just come over for coffee hour. The other is parents. There are several opportunities here for children and youth that are coming up in the next few weeks. Please read through those. A couple of things. One is on Wednesday, November 19th, here at the parish, we're going to host a service with music, and that's the Trans Day of Remembrance. We hope you'll invite friends and join us. And also, for those who remember Pauline Beckabrid, her memorial service will be held here on Sunday, November 23rd, in the afternoon, and a reception will follow in the parish hall. I know we're all very busy, but we do have several ministries or service opportunities here at St. Martin's. I would like to let you all know that the Thanksgiving Project is starting up this coming week, and that is when we collect donations. The Social Justice and Outreach Committee is working with local organizations to provide gift certificates to organizations that work with to serve families with school-age children, undocumented UC Davis students, and seniors in the community. Last year, they were able to collect about 30 $100 gift cards and 75 $50 gift cards to those that are in need, and we expect that given what has happened currently with the federal program SNAP, that there will be more families that will be needing that assistance. And at St. Martin's, we'd like to be able to assist them in some form. So those donations will be accepted through November 16th. And I believe that there will be a table out there. Where's Tim? Is there going to be a table out there next week and the week after, Tim, for people to? Okay. Thank you. Also, if you're interested, here's another ministry opportunity. If you're interested, we're looking for two parishioners to join the Special Plates Committee. This is the group that helps research and recommend to the vestry which organization or organizations will receive our Christmas offering. And we're also looking for a representative to be at Davis Community Meals on Thursdays. It's a two-hour commitment, and for those of you who are new, Davis Community Meals holds meals here at St. Martin's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and also on Saturday. But we like to have a St. Martin's representative at those meals whenever possible. And I would just want to call your attention to the two boards that are behind me. Even though we had the official celebration last Sunday, we are still accepting pledges for 2026, and the two boards behind me show how many pledges we received and how many and where we are as far as our financial goal for 2026. So and again, to remind you, our theme this year is a place to be welcome, known, and loved. And I think one more thing to remind you about, and that is that this morning, Reverend Pamela is starting the confirmation and inquirers class, which will be held for five Sundays. I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that today. Thank you. Oh, and one more thing before I forget, sorry. After the service, we'll actually be heading out to the columbarium for the necrology. And I just want to point out that there is an additional insert in the bulletin which has all the verses that will be sung during the procession on both sides. Okay, class.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. As Maria said, the class that we've been publicizing for we're calling it a Confirmation and Inquirers class, begins today after this service. Essentially, we're meeting in room 6 and 7 from 11:30 to 1-ish. If you are looking at that and thinking, what's the difference between confirmation and reception, or what does baptism have to do with all that? How is it connected to when the bishop visits? We're going to be talking about that today, so you might want to come to this first class and learn a little bit more about how all of that works. We've got the bishop coming here in just a little over a month on December 7th, so it's a big day, and it will be fun to celebrate together. Are there celebrations and milestones? We did not receive any in the office. Anybody? Oh, I see some in back. Oh, a Halloween birthday. Excellent. Yes. Your dad's birthday yesterday. An 80th birthday on November 1st. Excellent. Others? Janet. Oh. You have a new granddaughter. Congratulations. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, well, we have celebrations and milestones prayer that we say together. It's found on page 6 in your bulletin. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have ushers standing in the back. They are ready and willing and eager to give you a goodie bag. You just have to raise your hand if you're new, if you're visiting, no strings attached. If you didn't get enough Halloween candy, there's a little chocolate in there, but you have to raise your hand so that they can come find you to give you the goodie bag. We'd love to be in touch. Okay, we have communion at the altar rail today, as we've been doing for some time. We try to ask people to start near the back, near the organ pipes, and come around. The ushers will stand up front. Rather than sort of letting you out of your pews, we trust that you know when to come out of your pew, and then you just wait for the usher, though, to give you the signal that you can go find a spot around the altar rail. You can stand at the altar rail. You can kneel at the altar rail. You can come forward and cross your arms, meaning you would just like to receive a blessing and not communion. But we do offer communion to everyone who feels called to come forward. It is homemade bread that is vegan and gluten-free to try to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. And there's no age requirement, denominational restriction. This is one of those all-ya-all places. And we certainly can bring communion to you if you can't come forward to the altar rail. I know a lot of people probably can't hear everything you're saying. I'm sorry. And I don't have a microphone to hand you. So I'm just going to say very briefly that you gave us an update about Jamaica and your families. Both of you have families there. And I'm really grateful that in your situation, everyone's okay. We do have resources such as Episcopal Relief and Development that are on the ground, and that's a way to gather resources. So actually, if you could send the office a little update that we could let people know about it, and then we'll attach information about ERD and maybe some other agencies if you would like. So. Oh, good. I know people have been praying. I know it's just been, it was terrifying. And so we will continue to pray and continue to find ways to help. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Cantate Domino, cantate. et filii sio, exultant, 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 exultant in re Gesu, exultant, exultant in re Gesu.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God. Through Jesus Christ, your eternal word, the wisdom from on high by whom you created all things. You laid the foundations of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we shout with joy. And honor are yours, Creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign and give himself for us a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory, and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and human hands have made, we acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you, now and forever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Rise, O man, sovereign sacrifice for Thank you.
Please rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today and always. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Today we remember and pray for Pauline Beckerbreed, Corinne Bressler, Elliot Brown, Ted Brund, Bill Burrell, Bruce Carswell, Steve Clark, John Corns, David Corral, Celeste Cron, Diane Cuddy, David, Constance Davies, Pat Earl, Mary Goshert Eckenstam, Hal Irwin, Sachiko Fudena, Harriet Jordan DeGraff, Carolina Garibay, Gail Gong, Magdalena Gonzalez, Jane Goodall, Patty Goss, Harold Martin Hayter, David Halko, Steve Holm, Patty Humphrey, Julian, Anna Martini Carnop, Paul Kniffen, David Lau, Antoinette Lugo, Charles Mendenhall, Andy Neal, Barbara Stevens Otterstall, Pope Francis, Franco Rinosto, Bob Pasquinelli, Felix Perea, David Shelton, Joanne Starry, Stan Starry Jr., Bob Travis, Donald Lawson Turcotte, Richard Von Grabo, and Susan Yeomans.
May they rest in peace and rise in glory.
Amen.
And now may we go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.